Greetings, and welcome to the Telconet third quarter fiscal 2016 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Jason Tiener, Chief Executive Officer of Telconet. Thank you, Mr. Tiener. You may begin.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Telconet's 2016 third quarter earnings call. As mentioned in today's earnings press release, the third quarter has continued our recovery from the effects of our contested proxy earlier this year. Although it's taken effort and time to reassure our partners and customers of Telconet's ongoing strategy and vision, the strength of our core business is shown by the 20% revenue growth year-to-date of our EcoSmart platform. While disappointed with the overall Q3 revenue performance, we're encouraged by the renewed traction in our energy service company, or ESCO, relationships. With the term extension and international expansion of our Master Services Agreement, or MSA, with Trane, the recent execution of a distribution partnership agreement with Onity, a prior competitor in United Technologies Company, and another agreement in progress with one of Telconet's most active and longest-standing ESCO customers, our efforts to move beyond direct sales and into the far larger and more attractive channel distribution model have begun to see renewed success post-contested proxy. Through continued communications and reassurance of Telconet's market vision and strategy, our partners have slowly begun to continue forward with the progress we've been working on for the last several years. In addition to working through the distribution channel with our ESCO partners and their individual sales and performance contracting opportunities, we've continued our efforts to move earlier into the sales cycle, growing relationships directly with manufacturers to the point of contract development of products to work specifically with their HVAC systems. These efforts have included the contracted development of a specific EcoSmart product and thermostatic control system for integration with Trane's new VRF HVAC system, the completion of testing with one of the largest hospitality HVAC suppliers and initiation of agreement discussions, and finally, the continued deployment with multiple existing OEM providers, allowing us to provide our customers with EcoSmart solutions directly from their HVAC manufacturer installed by their own existing mechanics and contractors. We've also taken steps to address the increased growth of our sales performance during the third quarter through the restructuring of the sales team overall. While this may have had a short-term impact felt during the quarter, we feel that these changes are an evolutionary change as the company's business has evolved in the last several years. And overall, this will benefit the new processes, partners, and markets that we service. With the thorough changes made to both personnel and market approach, we feel the impact will be seen in pipeline volume, sales cycle time, partner approach, and expansion in market penetration in secondary markets. The impacts of these changes have already been seen in the areas of education, international, and MDU, as these markets have all been significant increased in activity and success. These changes are also supported by our direct and indirect marketing efforts. Tools such as the recently released EcoSmart University enable us to better inform and manage partner needs, as well as ensure their knowledge and ability to successfully deploy EcoSmart solutions. This is instrumental as it reduces a bottleneck in top-line revenue growth, whereas without partners performing deployments, Telconet's revenue growth is constrained by the volume of deployment work that can be managed by our internal field services team. Also, increased marketing efforts such as the newly released Telconet website, which supports mobile viewing and enhanced search results and reporting, assist us in driving increased inbound sales interest and increased tracking of successful campaigns, programs, and advertisements. An increased focus on our customer through customer interviews, surveys, and market analysis has given us a deeper understanding of customer interests and needs in order to drive product development, management, and marketing efforts. The investment in marketing activities will assist in providing increased market awareness and penetration, as well as improved performance of marketing through better metrics and analysis. We've undergone enormous change this year, beginning with the contested proxy, which completed at the end of the second quarter. While this process and result has had a tremendous impact on our business, We continue to move forward to reassure customers and partners of our ongoing product and market strategy and vision. We also continue to enact changes in our business to position Telconet for increased shareholder value, as well as success and growth moving forward. Through the efforts of our incoming board of directors and in cooperation with management and Canaccord Genuity, Telconet's chosen investment bank, we've continued to share Telconet's business and strategy with the industry overall while investigating market activity and appetite for solutions like those we offer. This analysis further serves to provide knowledge of the strategic alternatives available to the company while ensuring that Telconet is maximizing its value for shareholders. Our efforts through the third quarter and thus far year-to-date have enabled us to achieve a number of successes on numerous fronts. From a financial perspective, our overall year-to-date revenue growth of 9% and EcoSmart unit growth of 20% represents strength in our core business and our continued ability for growth moving forward. The continued growth of our EcoSmart recurring revenue by 77% year-over-year demonstrates the opportunity of our services-driven model. And continued strength of our gross margins at 54% provides an ability to grow while supporting existing margins. From a market view, the continued growth in the hospitality segment of 13% over 2015 shows the increasing rate of adoption in this space. Continued expansion in the education market with two additional projects with existing customer Kansas State University and a new project with a new customer for the University of Chicago's newly built dormitory through our partner Johnson Controls. Extensive international expansion with six new projects during the quarter. And lastly, the continued growth of our MDU market with two large apartment complex projects, each totaling more than $100,000. From a product perspective, the development and release of a contracted product in less than 6 months for our partner Train for their new VRF HVAC product offering, and further development for building automation or BAS integration with support for both client and server options that have already been deployed both internationally and within the education industry. The release of our EcoSense Plus and EcoContact Plus remote sensors for full Zigbee deployments, and the ground-up development of a control API, or application programming interface, to integrate with third-party Zigbee-enabled products and provide real-time command and control, and the continued development of our EcoCentral and EcoMobile software suites and abilities. Regardless of the changes that 2016 has brought to Telconet, we've continued to execute on our strategic vision as one of the leading intelligent automation platforms available for our focused commercial markets. Our renewed focus on product, platform, and sales growth has crystallized our position in a market that's rapidly growing and evolving. A continued focus on core growth as we distance ourselves from market impacts, including the contested proxy and softness of key markets due to political uncertainty, has positioned us for the substantial opportunity that lies before us. Telconet's vision of an intelligent automation or Internet of Things platform distinctly providing energy savings, which fuel financial returns, remains critical to our customers, while EcoSmart's extensibility through new and key customer integrations ensures its viability in the ever-evolving world of energy efficiency and IoT. Now, I'd like to hand the call over to our CFO, John Stark, for a review of the second quarter financials. John?
Thank you, Jason. This is John Stark, and I'm the Chief Financial Officer of Telconet. Today, I will be summarizing our third quarter 2016 financial results. For the quarter ended September 30, 2016, Telconet had reported total revenue of $3.5 million, compared to $4.0 million during the same quarter in 2015. Revenue for the first 9 months of 2016 was $12.4 million compared to $11.4 million in 2015. This represented a 9% increase in revenue over the first 9 months of 2015. For the quarter ended September 30, 2016, the company had an operating loss of $324,000 and a net loss of $393,000, compared to operating income of $337,000 and net income of $269,000, respectively, for the quarter ended September 30, 2015. For the first 9 months of 2016, The company generated an operating loss of $742,000 and a net loss of $945,000, compared to operating income of $254,000 and net income of $31,000 for the first 9 months of 2015. For the quarter ending September 30, 2016, Telconet had adjusted EBITDA of negative $252,000 compared to adjusted EBITDA of $408,000 for the quarter ended September 30, 2015. For the first 9 months of 2016, Telconet had adjusted EBITDA of negative $526,000 compared to adjusted EBITDA of $471,000 for the first 9 months of 2015. Recurring revenues attributable to both the HSIA support services that are provided to approximately 2,300 hotels in the company's broadband network portfolio, and also the company's EcoCare service for the EcoSmart suite of products. For the 3 and 9 months ended September 30, 2016, recurring revenue increased by 6% when compared to prior year periods. For the 3 and 9 month reporting periods respectively, the positive variance in recurring revenue was attributable to $0.06 million and $0.14 million increases associated with the company's EcoCare service and support program for the EcoSmart suite of products. Support revenue from the company's HSIA support services added approximately $0.04 million compared to the prior year. Product revenue principally arises from the sale and installation of EcoSmart energy management platform equipment. For the 3 and 9 months ended September 30, 2016, product revenue decreased by 19% and increased 10% respectively. Gross profit on product revenue for the 3 and 9 months ended September 30, 2016, decreased by 27% and increased by 5% respectively, when compared to the prior year periods. During the 3 and 9 months ended September 30, 2016, operating expenses increased by 15% and 22% respectively when compared to the prior year's periods outlined below. During the 3 and 9 months ended September 30, 2016, research and development costs increased 15% and 17% when compared to the prior year periods. For the three-month comparison, the variance is due to an increase in consulting fees of $0.03 million and $0.02 million for certification and product inspection. For the nine-month comparison, the variance is due to an increase in expenditures for salary, wages, and consulting of $0.14 million and certification expenses for new products of $0.05 million. Additional personnel were needed for developing the company's new products and software applications. During the 3 and 9 months ending September 30, 2016, selling, general, and administrative expenses increased over the prior year periods by 16% and 23% respectively. For the three-month comparison, the variance was due to a $0.15 million increase in sales and use tax expense, payroll benefit and consulting costs of $0.06 million, legal and bad debt expense of $0.02 million, advertising and marketing expenses of $0.01 million, and an offset of $0.03 million in director and banking fees. For the nine-month comparison, $0.29 million of the variance is attributable to the costs associated with the contested proxy contest. Salary, benefits, consulting, and temporary staffing costs amounting to $0.40 million. Due to the addition of a controller, two-channel account managers, and an accounting staff position, $0.15 million for additional sales and use tax expense, $0.08 million for a discretionary bonus awarded to various staff, $0.05 million for legal fees, commissions of $0.04 million, $0.06 million in public company fees, $0.04 million in marketing and trade show expense, $0.04 million for accounting fees, and $0.02 million in computer hardware expense. These increases were offset by a decrease of $0.05 million in director and banking fees. During the 9 months ended September 30, 2016, working capital increased by $241,000 from a working capital deficit of $33,000 at December 31, 2015, to a working capital surplus of $208,000 at September 30, 2016. We reported $912,000 in cash and equivalents at September 30, 2016, compared to $951,000 in cash and equivalents at December 31, 2015. Cash used in operations during the 9 months ended September 30, 2016 and 15 was $744,000 and $425,000, respectively. Our current ratio improved to 1.05 at the end of the first 9 months in 2016, compared to 0.99 at December 31, 2015. Once again, thank you for your interest, and to our shareholders specifically, thank you for your continued support. I will now turn the call back to Telkinet's President and Chief Executive Officer, Jason Tiener.
Thank you, John. With that, I'd like to hand the call over to our conference operator to answer any questions that you may have. Operator?
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Thank you. Our first question comes from the line of Mike Beard with Hodges Capital. Please proceed with your question.
It seems like you mentioned a relationship with Canaccord Genuity. Are they actively looking for some kind of a merger or combination of companies' prospects?
I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't catch the start to that question. Could you please repeat it?
Okay. You had mentioned you had engaged Canaccord Genuity. Are they, what sort of arrangement do you have with them? Are they looking for alternative strategies for you?
Correct. They're actively looking at a number of different alternatives, and part of that is doing market diligence in order to determine what market interest is for companies of our type and our product and service portfolio. We continue those conversations both with Canaccord as well as with the board overall to evaluate what their market understanding is, what their market temperature is when they speak with other firms that are available, and how many firms and what type of activity are taking place in this space. So,
okay. It just looks like from a stock market point of view, you would be better off to acquire somebody or do something to become a much larger, to have a much larger market cap.
Looking at it from a operational standpoint and from how quickly this industry moves, you're absolutely right in that taking a look at other alternatives available to the company rather than simple organic growth is important. And that's one of the reasons that the new board members have joined with the board through the proxy process was to take a look at all of those alternatives to learn more both about the business as well as about the industry or the markets that we service and make the applicable decisions moving forward. So I think you're absolutely right in that.
Okay. Well, the industry is changing so fast. Are there half a dozen people that you might have an interest in, or have you determined that yet?
Well, part of the initial issue with going through the contested proxy in the first place was a lot of our customers are competitors to one another. When you look at the energy service companies or ESCOs that we work with, you know, JCI, Trane, Siemens, UTC, these guys are all servicing the same customers, competing for the same opportunities. So when there is uncertainty with regards to where our business will lead us, obviously that uncertainty affects our ability to work with them. Thus far through the third quarter, since the ending of the proxy, we've had an enormous amount of discussion with those companies to bring them back to where our discussions initially were to make them more comfortable about what our forward efforts are and how we can work with them and bring that back to where we had gotten it to earlier. That being said, those same parties, Mike, are very much the types of parties that you're asking for. They're the ones that have the most value for our platform, for our products and services and solutions. It integrates to their overall vision and strategy of how they're moving forward in a new intelligent automation world. So when we have these types of conversations, as we consistently do about where the strategic value of working with one another is, those would definitely be the first entities that we would talk to.
Okay. Well, you're as far as I know anyway, your technology is state of the art. So you should be a lot of people interested in you.
I would appreciate that. I would hope so. And obviously, as we continue communicating with the board and with Canaccord, the reason for having Canaccord assisting us is because of their knowledge of the industry, of the activity in the industry, and their ability to bring us to interested stakeholders from a customer standpoint, from a partner standpoint, as well as any other type of relationship that might be valuable. And they've been doing a great job of doing that with us. So.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
There appear to be no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the floor back over to management for closing comments.
Thank you, operator, and thank you all for joining us this afternoon and for your continued support of Telequinet. We look forward to speaking with you again on our year-end earnings call. Have a great afternoon.
This concludes today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.